This is the Steve Gerber Show on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back to the Steve Gerber Show. I am Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve Gerber on this cold Monday morning. And from what I hear, it's not getting any warmer anytime soon. So, but, you know, we're in the season where, you know, you just got done with Thanksgiving break, approaching Christmas break. So the kids are bouncing back and forth between school. I know mine are enjoying the time off, on and off. And, you know, we got a couple birthdays sprinkled in at home. And then, of course, we got Christmas coming. And then, of course, New Year's. A lot of bouncing back and forth between school and home and family parties. And it's only going to get busier from here on out. But one thing that parents, I know myself and my wife pay attention to, and it's going to be something that's going to be a focus of us over the next several weeks with the kids being home, is how much screen time these kids have. Now, of course, you know, with Christmas presents, everybody gets the new gadget. Everybody gets the new video game or, you know, access to whatever kind of show or, you know, app, anything that's, you know, whatever the hot new tech item is. And it's one of those things where everybody always says, you know, how much screen time do you give your kid? And it varies for everybody. You know, some people, you know, use it for school. Some people, you know, it's a big part of their lives. It's a big tool in how they learn and how they communicate and how they work. But, you know, you see some of these kids, and they always have a screen in front of their face now, whether it's a TV or an iPad or their parents' iPhone, or God forbid if they have an iPhone themselves at a young age. I don't know when I'm going to give my kids a phone or let my kids have a phone, but I'm hoping it's not anytime soon. But new study came out recently and covered on 60 Minutes, stating that the screen time changes the structure of your child's brain. Now, this is simply early results, ongoing $300 million study done by the National Institute of Health. Says that the smartphones and tablets and video games are physically changing the brains of adolescents, and not in a good way. Now, they did brain scans of about 4,500 children, you know, daily screen usage, anywhere, you know, around 7 hours, and it shows a premature thinning of the brain cortex when you get that much screen time in a day. Now, I'm not a doctor, but premature thinning of the brain cortex doesn't sound too great. Now, there's this is, like I said, early study. The doctor in charge of it, the NIH study director, Gaia Dowling, cautioned against drawing a conclusion. She says, "We don't know if it's being caused by the screen time, but it's you know, still too early to give the go-ahead on that." But it's one of the things we've always been warned about as parents. You know, we always criticize the folks who have the phones in front of their face or the iPads in front of their face, not engaging with anybody. And we always wonder, is this hurting our kids? Well, this study is going to look to show and see if it does. Now, they are going to continue this over the next several months and are going to release a large amount of data in early 2019 that's going to give us a better insight and provide that data to more researchers and continue on this, because, you know, up until recently, we weren't able to measure the brain and its reaction when it's dealing with this, when it's engaged in screen time. But as technology has progressed, you know, we're starting to be able to measure that. And, you know, and I think it goes beyond The concerns of parents and myself included, it goes beyond brain development. Obviously, that is pretty important. But, you know, you also kind of want to get away from kids interacting with technology and start interacting more with actual human beings. Now, and again, I'm a big user of technology, big proponent of technology. The more efficient and effective we can become, the better for our society. And it's going to lead to more advances in all areas. But, you know, it's very different having a conversation, sitting across the table from someone, looking them in the eye, judging them, judging their emotions, interacting with them, engaging in conversation, rather than simply shooting over a happy face emoji or an LOL. You don't get the same response. You don't get the same feedback. And, you know, there's even studies that show that college students who limit themselves to 30 minutes a day on social media report significant decreases in loneliness and depression. Now, I don't think we need a study to figure out that people are interacting with each other face-to-face or communicating with each other on a more personal level rather than just typing out grammatically incorrect statements to each other. I think they feel a lot better. They feel like they're connecting. They feel like they're engaged. They feel like someone cares. And you don't get that from staring at a smartphone or an iPad or a computer screen. But, you know, it's very important that we continue to monitor these studies because, you know, this is new territory for us. Technology is moving forward every single day. And while it has great benefits, we have to be aware of the unintended consequences. But a lot more when we come back here on the Steve Gruber Show. This is Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve.